Thanks, Neil, for the song. I sometimes hear songs like that and I think, do I really need to preach? Right? It just seems to capture everything that I wanted to say about Christmas. But I wanted to chat to you this morning about the fact that I've got some problems with Christmas. One of them's 4 a.m. But that's a new problem that I received only today. It hasn't been a problem before today, but it was a problem this morning. Morning, Dad. Yes, it is morning. It's just not a good one. I've got some problems with Christmas. You see, I think one of the issues that we have with Christmas is that we leave Jesus like this, as a baby in a manger. We don't actually let Jesus grow up, and we are truncating our experience of living a life that is free through the power of the cross. If we leave Jesus like this, then we never make it to Easter. And we never get to experience the freedom that is found in the cross, the transforming power that is found in the cross. So there's one of my problems with Christmas, that I think so often we leave the baby Jesus at Christmas time like that. And we press pause come Boxing Day or the 12 days of Christmas, whichever one you observe. But we press pause on Boxing Day and say, well, that was nice. Some of us are still in a food coma on Boxing Day, aren't we? Waiting for 10 a.m. to come round for that first ball to hit the turf. One of the other problems that I have with Christmas is that we seem to brush over the guy called the innkeeper who said that there was no room for Jesus. I think sometimes, I don't know about anyone else this Christmas, but has the world just seemed to crowd in on us? It's hijacked our opportunity to experience the fullness of Christmas because of the busyness of business around us, busyness of life. I mentioned on Sunday that life had turned to a bit of a crazy town, right? There just seemed to be things going in all different directions. And in the midst of all of that, I think that I'm as guilty as the innkeeper, where I've said a number of times in the last while, I've got no time, I've got no room. I probably resonate with the innkeeper a number of times in this last month or so, if I was being really honest, and say, there's no room for Jesus. I'm just busy doing life. Anyone else been in that sort of category? Where they brush over the story of the innkeeper and they actually say there's no room to experience the fullness of Jesus. One of the other things that I think we often do, and one of the other problems I have with Christmas, is that we get to the end of Christmas and we say, well, that's it. Pack it all up, just like the video said. Put the lights away till next year. Now, Wilson, I'm letting you put the lights away. It's okay. That's not what I'm saying. If you haven't gone to Wilson's, be quick, all right? They might be coming down soon. Actually, another one you want to go to is out Tyrone Road. Do yourself a favour. It is amazing. You'll probably see the glow from about 3 km away, but it's pretty good as well. So head out there. But I think sometimes we put the lights away. We often use our torch and we say, oh, I need to turn that off to save the power. We don't want to let the light shine because we want to save the power. In the darkest places that we find ourselves, and the reality is, here's the good news, friends, between now and next Christmas, there are going to be dark times in our life. There are going to be dark times in the lives of those around us. And God is going to ask of us to be His light in the world. So let's do all that we can to engage with Him regularly, to recharge our power source so that we can let our light shine. I'm not saying leave the lights on the building the year long through. But let's allow the light of our lives to shine in those darkest of places. We've looked this year here at Salvo's Fassifern at Jesus in the Neighbourhood. And the concept of that came from Eugene Peterson's paraphrase, The Message, in John chapter 1, where he said that Jesus came and he moved into the neighbourhood. One of the things that I've been pondering around in my head was, sometimes I think it's an overnight bag. We sometimes think that Jesus is going to turn up with an overnight bag and he'll go home tomorrow, but I need him today. So while he's here today, I'm happy to engage with him, but he's brought the overnight bag and he'll head off tomorrow when I'm feeling better. No, Jesus came, unpacked his bags and moved in. When he came and moved amongst us, he unpacked his bags, he moved in, and he's using you and he's using me to be the grace, the hope, the love and the mercy within this community. We became the vessels that he will use to bring freedom and release for this community. Now it's really easy to say things like, I'll leave that to someone else, they're better at that sort of thing. Actually, God's created each of us for a unique purpose. He's created us on purpose for a purpose. And we need each and every one of us to do all that we can to let our light shine, because some people need to see our light, not the light that somebody else brings. Their experience of Jesus, they need to know our experience of Jesus. And when we tell someone about the light that we've experienced, the freedom found in Jesus, it's got a depth about it, doesn't it? That it's not, I heard someone who knows someone who knows someone who's heard about Jesus tell me about him once. It's actually something that we've experienced and we can talk about it. It's like when you say to someone, oh, have you been to this place for dinner or that place for lunch? Well, I know that people have gone there and it tastes good. That's what they've said. But you've got way more to say about it if you've been there for yourself, if you've experienced it for yourself. And so this Christmas, don't experience Christmas through the hearsay of others. Experience Jesus coming into your neighborhood, unpacking his bags and moving in for yourself. And as we head away from the date, let us move into the year of freedom and transformation, as we are exactly what Neil talked about in that song. Lending a hand, being an ear for giving help and lending an ear, I think were the lines. I think I've just wrecked the song. But for that line, I'm not exactly sure what it is. I'll have to look it up after. But he calls us to be his hands and his feet in our community. Sometimes it's not to say anything at all, but just to be there and be the presence that God needs. We talk about getting Christmas presents, don't we? And they're pretty important. I'll keeping it short. That's the deal. Logan said, preach short today, Dad. I want to get home for presents. It's all about about perspective, right? We're always excited about Christmas presents, but do we get equally as excited about Christ's presence? When we see Christ's presence in our community. So this Christmas, my prayer is that Jesus, you can see Jesus in your neighborhood. You can see him moving amongst us. You can see, just like when a little guy, I heard an analogy once, God's love is like peanut butter when a four-year-old spreads it. You see bits of it everywhere. And I think that's absolutely true. When you go looking for God's grace and his love, you'll see it everywhere. Everywhere you go. As we head from this place, don't allow Christ to stay as a baby. but experience the transforming power of a risen Christ who's moved into your neighbourhood to transform your life and the lives of those around you. And maybe he's using you to be that light in our dark world. God bless you.